The Ben and Skin Show on 103.3 FM ESPN. Still to come, so much to get into. We've got to talk about this guy who has potentially shamed America after winning a medal. We'll get into that. We got the flying list of fury coming up. Guys that we trade Dirk for. But right now, we are being joined by Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Patrick Creighton. Do you have us, Patrick?
I got you, buddy, loud and clear.
Hey, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it very much.
Appreciate you having me.
All right, so how closely are you watching what's going on with the collective bargaining situation? In your mind, is there any chance that you're not playing football in 2011?
You try not to think about it, but you have to. And right now, man, it's just, from what our executive director is saying, Mr. Smith, it's almost it's a guarantee. He's saying prepare yourself for the lockout, man. And it's a shame, dude, man. It's just, it all boils down, man, to greed. You know, God said that's one of the seven deadly sins. That's what kind of really makes you this in the end.
Mm-hmm. And it's good for the NFL guys. I worry with the offensive linemen having to deal with sloth. I think that's a bigger worry for them. But Patrick, okay, so, you know, we know you pretty well, and I see you as a super responsible guy. I mean, I don't see, to me, you know, it's like you live a good life, but you're not Mr. Flashy guy. You're not, I mean, what do you think in terms of a locker room? How many guys, what percentage of guys do you think understand the realness of the situation and are actually sticking money aside? Or do the guys just kind of think, you know, it'll work itself out?
You know, I know all the veterans. You know, I'd say anywhere from third year player on up. You know, I think it's some of the first, second-year guys. It hasn't really hit them because, you know, a lot of the young guys, you know, they're new to money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole different situation. And some of them are, you know, after having fun and everything, and you tell them, you know, hey, put some of that aside. Stay out of certain places. Don't go there. Don't. I mean, that's an unnecessary expense, man. So don't do it. Prepare yourself like you're not going to be playing in 2011. So put some money aside to be able to, you know, live, pay your bills, and take care of what you need to take care of.
Now, Patrick, feel free to address Martellus Bennett directly. I know he listens to the show. Hey, PC, do you regret the solid gold Escalade with the shark aquarium in it now?
Say that again.
do you just see guys? I mean, what's the purchase? You don't have to name names, but what are some of the purchases that you see from guys in the league, may not even be on your team, where you're like, wow, I don't think this guy gets it financially?
Some of the purchases that I have seen, oh, wow. Oh, man. A lot of the stuff is very materialistic. You know, you have new clothes every week, new shoes every week, just unnecessary stuff. Some guys have already went out, you know, and spent their bonuses, you know, before they even got it on fancy cars, you know, with big rims and everything and stuff. And that's good. I mean, that's some of the stuff, you know, that's if you can get it, but don't do it at an expense to where, you know, in the end, you're going to be like, dang, I wish I wouldn't have spent all that money on that.
We're talking to Cowboys wide receiver Patrick Creighton. I'm real curious, too, about the relationship between a player and an agent. How do you go about finding a guy that you feel good about? Because, you know, ultimately, the agent's going to make money off you, but you want a guy that, you know, that you trust and that kind of stuff. Or, you know, is the agent giving you the good advice? How do you go about finding a good agent, a guy that you can trust?
Well, mine is a different experience because my agent represented a couple guys that I went to college with before me. So I kind of knew them before, you know, I even had to start trying to look for agents and everything and stuff like that. So he approached me early. So it was really, you know, it was a thing, and my coaches and some of the other players, you know, they backed him, and, you know, they were with him, and I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to go with. And he's always lived up to his word. You know, whatever he said he was going to do, he has done it. And I think that's one thing you got to look for in an agent, man. He has to be trustworthy, and he has to live up to his word. You know, if he says he's going to do something, then he needs to do it, because at the end, he works for you.
Right.
You know, you don't work for him. So you ought to be able to call him 24/7 with any problems. And my agent is more like an older brother, you know, than he is an agent to me, because, you know, he's based out of Atlanta. And, you know, whenever he comes here, he usually stays with me. If he doesn't, you know, he'll get a hotel because his daughters are here. And vice versa, you know, when I go to Atlanta, I stay with him as well. So, you know, it's like he looks out for me and we look out for each other. So we've done a couple of business ventures together, and You know, nothing has ever went bad. We've always had each other's back. We're always straightforward. I'm one of those guys. Don't sugarcoat anything to me. You know, shoot it straightforward because I'm a grown man. I can handle whatever you're going to say to me.
All right, we're talking to DeSoto's own Patrick Creighton. All right, got some. You got some distance from the season now. You've probably had a little bit of a moment to reflect, think about how things went. How do you summarize this past season? Do you think that you guys made some significant strides? Where do you think you guys need to improve to get to that next level?
I think definitely we made some nice strides. You know, we finally got that those ghosts, you know, and those monkeys off our back, you know, with the first playoff win. So that was definitely good to get that behind us and stop having it hanging over our head. But I think, like you said, man, you're just not satisfied. You know, a playoff victory is good, but, you know, the ultimate goal is to be world champions. And until we get there, we're not going to be satisfied.
Patrick, one of the things we talk about on our show is we want to know that the playing time that goes down on the field, how it's distributed, is based on talent, not based on contracts. Do you feel confident that going into next season, wide receivers and playing time will be based on talent, not on contracts?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
Oh. No. You don't have to. You can answer. This won't be held against you in any way.
I'm going to plead the fifth. If you know me, I tend to shoot things straight.
Mm-hmm.
Straight doesn't always make people happy. A lot of people cannot handle the truth. So I will not worry about answering that question. I will plead the fifth on that one.
Okay, well, we're going to throw you right back into the fire. Your former teammate, T.O., Terrell Owens, is now looking for a new home. What would you think? Would you think there's any situation in which the Cowboys would welcome back T.O.? How would you feel about bringing T.O. back into the mix?
You know, I would actually feel kind of fine about it. I doubt if it happened, seriously, because of, I think, the year that Miles had, and they were, you know, expecting him to be able to have that year. I mean, that's why they were, you know, that's why they let T.O. go. But, like I said, I doubt that happens. From a friend standpoint, you know, it'd be good. I don't think chemistry-wise, though, it would be good.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you kept up with T.O. Did you see him at all when he was in town for All-Star Weekend last week?
Once, because we had different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had to host a few different things, and we had other events going on myself, you know, with my family and everything.
Did you see the picture of T.O. walking down the runway at the modeling thing wearing the Tina Turner wig?
No, I didn't. I wish I had, but I definitely would have gave him some hell about it.
I remember we saw you at a Halloween party at Kenichi, and you know, a lot of guys are in costume and doing it up. But that T.O. thing, he really put himself out there like that. I'm assuming part of that has to do with, you know, he has designs on a career after football and, you know, TV and all these different types of things. Where do you think when T.O.'s done playing, where do you think he's going to end up? What's he going to be doing?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. Not exactly sure what he wants to do. You know, I know he definitely is into marketing himself very well. So he has done that. So I think he set himself up for plenty of opportunities once he's done playing to be able to, you know, keep being T.O.
We are talking to Cowboys wide receiver Patrick Creighton. Now, Patrick, let's say that you're playing a video game and you're using the Dallas Cowboys.
Correct.
Which receivers are you going to sub into the starting lineup if you're playing that video game?
All right,
let's move to a different position. How would you use the running backs if you're in that video game?
I use them how they go. I use them exactly how it comes on the game. Marion starts off for me. Felix comes in. It's a short toss, gets in as well. I sub them, you know, pretty realistically.
So
with stuff, just depending on, you know, if I run Marion a lot, Felix is going to automatically, you know, sub in. And then I'll put the short in and everything as well. So it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to get the ball.
On that video game, what are the default settings for the wide receiver position?
What are the default settings?
Yeah, like what receivers just automatically come up for the video game?
Well, 2010, you know, is the last one, so it's me and Roy start, and then Miles comes in. Sam's coming in as well, so it doesn't really matter.
So really you're just going to run a four-receiver set?
Yeah, I pass it around.
All right, I love it. All right.
Everybody's going to touch. Nobody's going to dominate the stat sheet. Unless, you know, somebody catches one deep or something like that.
I love it. Team player. Okay, before we let you go, you know, obviously you're a smart guy. You see what goes on in the media. And a lot of times, you know, we get things wrong. I mean, we're not there. We got to guess on a lot of stuff. What's the one thing that the fans and media ask you about the most that they have completely wrong?
That they have completely wrong?
Yeah. that they're just totally misinformed about, or they just understand it wrong? What's something that you're constantly, are you kidding me? You're reporting this, or fans are asking you, like, God, you have no idea.
You know, a lot of stuff, it was the big T.O. thing. And that was probably the biggest thing I had to listen to for I don't know how long. Probably the entire offseason last year.
What did everybody, what was the main stuff we had wrong on that one?
Main thing, that he separated the locker room.
He didn't separate the locker room. Everything was kosher there.
Because this is my thing. If we have a player and coaches only meeting, and it's supposed to stay in that room, and it gets leaked out, you know, that evening, and I hear about it the next morning, we got a problem. And trust me, it's not one of the receivers, anything, or players, everything going back and, you know, leaking that out. I just haven't figured that one out. Trust me.
All right.
But any name that they said that, you know, was causing, you know, causing chaos, anything like that, trust me, it wasn't any one of those players. We located the mole.
You did. Who was it?
I'm not going to tell you that one.
Was he a kind of a bulky quarterback that wore a lineman's knee brace on his knee?
A bulky quarterback that wore a lineman's knee brace. I'm sorry, who was that?
Brad Johnson.
No.
Wasn't BJ?
No, I wasn't bull at all.
Huh. Okay.
Patrick, how many guys actually called him BJ?
None.
Okay, good. That's the one thing we need to take out of all this.
You need to clarify that.
Hey, look, we need to do a weekly show with you. We're going to keep giving you the full court press. We love having you on the show, man. We want to stake claim.
I am with it, man. I enjoy you guys. You guys are funny. You entertain. And you give great broadcast, man. I think people love you guys for just, you know, having some fun with what you do. You're supposed to enjoy your job, and I can tell you guys love it.
And, hey, that's why we love you, because you enjoy your job too, Patrick. We appreciate the time, man. We'll have you on real soon.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a good one.
All right, there he goes. The great Patrick Creighton. Man. How great is it when someone from here plays for the Cowboys?
I love it. I think in terms of guys who make a contribution to the team and are – you know, he's just a smart guy. He's well-spoken. He's opinionated. He's, mm-hmm. I like guys who are like Charles Barkley, who don't hold back.
That's why you love C.J. Wilson. He's a real dude.
Exactly. He's a real guy. Now, he has, for the good of the team, you heard him hold back a couple times,
right.
But even had fun with it, man. And I love wide receivers who want the ball. That's how I want it. I love PC.
I feel you, Benny. All right. Coming up next, has one of the U.S.'s medal winners shamed America forever? We'll tell you. It's Ben and Skin, 103.3 FM, ESPN.